底下 Sir Hitman Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所作的讲座，内容不掉凡格原意，第九章世界二，时间1966年11月22日，地点纽约。
Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavittam Idamuttam Pratyakshavagavam Dhanam Susutham Kartum Abhayam。This is called Bruce, come on, sit down. Raja Vidya. Vidya means education, and Raja means king.
Raja Vidya, Vidya 意思是教育，Raja 意思是国王。
So what is the king of education?
教育之王是什么呢？
Just like we have got different status of life in the material world.
正如在物质世界中我们有不同的生活状况。
Similarly, in the education also, somebody is MA, somebody is BA, somebody is school leaving certificate.Somebody 3 years, somebody 4 years, there are different grades of education.
在教育中也是，有的人是硕士，有的人学士，有的人是离校证书，有的人3年，有的人4年，有不同等级的教育。
Now, what is the samambhona, highest topmost education?
那么，尽善尽美的最高等的教育是什么呢？
This topmost education is Krishna consciousness. Topmost education.
这最高等的教育是 Krishna 的知觉。
Raja Vidya. Jivatma Jathatma Adhirahasanang Raja. Real knowledge is what I am.This is real knowledge.
真正的知识是我是谁，这是真正的知识。
Unless we come to this point, that what I am, that is not knowledge.
除非我们到达这一点，问我是谁，那么那便不是知识。
Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he began his preaching.His first disciple was Sanatana Goswami.
比如说 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 当他开始传教的时候，他第一个门徒是 Sanatana Goswami.
He was a finance minister of Nawab Hussain Shah. But being attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, he retired from service and he joined Lord Chaitanya.
他是Nawab Hussain Shah 的财政大臣，但他被主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的活动所吸引，他便退休了，加入主 Chaitanya。
So、at that time, when he came to Chaitanya for the first time, his inquiry was that what is education? What is education?
在那个时候，当他第一次去见主 Chaitanya， 他询问道。什么是教育？什么是教育？
He was educated. He was highly educated.
他是受过高等教育的。
In those days, Persian language was being taught in England, in India. Just like during British rule, English language was taught to us. Similarly, during Pathan rule, Persian language was state language.
在那个时候，波西语是在印度教授的，正如在英国统治的时候。我们也被教授了英语。类似的，在帕坦人统治的时候，波西语是官方的语言。
Besides that, Sanatana Goswami was a great scholar in Sanskrit also.
除此之外 ，Sanatana Goswami 也是梵文方面的一个大学者。
Still, he inquired, "Then what is education? What is education?"
但仍旧他问道：“什么是教育？什么是教育
？”Why he inquired like that?
他为什么那么问呢？
he placed before the Lord that people in general, they call me very educated. And I am also so fool that I accept that I am educated.
他向祖说道, 普通的人们, 他们称我为受过教育的, 而我也是这么愚蠢, 我认为我自己是受过教育的。
So, the next question is, then why do you think that you are not educated? You are great scholar in Sanskrit, you are great scholar in Persian language, why do you think that you are not educated?
那么问题会是, 为什么你想你不是受过教育的? 你是范文方面的大学者, 你是波西语方面的大学者, 为什么你认为你是没有受过教育的?
He replied that I am thinking not educated because I do not know what I am.
他回答说, 我认为我没有受过教育, 因为我不知道我是谁。
I do not know what I am.
我不知道我是谁。
I do not wish to be a suffering member, but this material misery is enforced upon me.
我不想成为受苦的一员，但这些物质的苦难被强加在我身上。
I do not know where from I have come, where I have to go.
我不知道我从哪里来，我不知道我必须要去哪里。
And still, people, they think that I am very much educated, and they designate me that I am a great scholar.
但仍旧人们他们认为我是受过很好教育的, 他们称为我一个大学者。
And I am satisfied.
而我也感到很自满。
But I am such a fool that I do not know what I am.
但我是这样的一个傻瓜, 我不知道我是谁。
Actually, this is the position of our present situation.
事实上,这是我们现在的处境。
We are very much proud of our advancement of education.
我们对我们的教育进步非常自豪。
But if you inquire from various persons that what you are,
但如果你问不同的人, 你是谁?
Hardly some will answer what he is.
几乎没有人能回答他是谁。
Everyone is under the conception of this body.
每个人都处于这个躯体概念之下。
But we are not actually this body.
但我们事实上不是这个躯体。
This question we have discussed various times, many times.
这个问题我们已经讨论过许多次了。
So, this, after passing this examination, that I am not this body, then one comes into the real knowledge.
在通过了这一考试, 我不是我的躯体之后, 一个人到达真正的知识。
That is the real knowledge, what I am.
那是真正的知识, 我是谁。
That is the beginning.
那是开始, 起点。
So, the knowledge about which Lord Krishna is now imparting, giving instruction to Arjuna, he says, this is Raja Vidya.
Krishna 现在在教授指导Arjuna的知识, 他称之为, 这是 Raja Vidya.
Raja Vidya means to know oneself what he is, and act accordingly. That is,
Raja Vidya 指的是, 知道自己是谁, 并且相应的活动, 那被称为 Raja Vidya.
If I do not know what I am, what is my position, then if I am mistaken about my situation, then all activities what I am doing, they're all mistaken.
如果我不知道我是谁, 我的处境怎么样, 如果我对我的处境有误解, 那么我说一切的活动, 我所做的一切, 都是错误的,
all illusion.
都只是假象。
Therefore, this position, Raja Vidya, means one should know himself what he is and act accordingly. Simply.
因此，这一处境 Raja Vidya 意思是一个应该知道他自己他是谁，并且相应的活动。
By knowing that I am not this material body, that is not sufficient.
此时知道我不是这个物质躯体，那是不够的。
You must act accordingly. That you are not material, you are spiritual.
你必须要相应的活动，你不是物质的，你是灵性的。
That spiritual activity is called act in Krishna consciousness, and that is called Raja Vidya, the king of all education.
这灵性的活动被称为 Krishna 世界中的活动, 那被称为 Raja Vidya 教育之王。
Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam, Raja Guhyam, Raja Guhyam means confidence, very confident.
Raja Guhyam 意思是机密的，非常机密的。
It is not possible to accept this Krishna consciousness very easily.
轻易的接受这一 Krishna 知觉是不可能的。
But, by the mercy of Krishna and by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, it is very easily delivered to us through this chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
但是集着 Krishna 的仁慈，足其他那的仁慈，他现在被非常轻易的给予我们，通过这一唱诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra。
Lord Chaitanya has discussed a very analytical study of the living entities.
足其他那对生物体进行了一个非常分析性的研究。
He has analyzed that the living entities, there are innumerable living entities all over the universe.
他分析了生物体，有无穷无尽的生物体遍布整个宇宙。
If you dig earth, you'll find many living entities.
如果你挖土，你能发现许多生物体。
If you make a study of the air, you'll find many living entities.
如果你研究空气，你能发现许多生物体。
If you go deep into the water, you'll find living entities.
如果你到水深处，你能发现生物体。
So all over the universe, there are full of different kinds of living entities.
因此，遍布整个宇宙，充满了许多不同种类的生物体。
And he has divided all these living entities into two classes.
他把所有这些生物体分成了两类。
Some are moving.And some are not moving.
有些是移动的，有些是不移动的。
That we can experience.
我们能体验到那一点。
Just like trees, plants, grass, they cannot move.
比如说树木、植物、草，它们不能移动。
Stone has also life. But it is not developed conscious.
还有石头，石头也有生命，但那不是发达的生命。
It is too much covered.Stone life.
石头的生命受覆盖是非常非常深的。
Similarly, a person, even in human body, if he does not understand his position, is almost stone like.
类似的，如果一个人即便在人形的躯体中，如果他不理解他的地位，他也几乎是像石头一样。
So these are stones, trees, grass, and so many others. They are not moving living entities.
因此，这些石头。树木、草和许多其他的，他们是不移动的生物体。
As there are moving entities, just like aquatics, beasts, birds, reptiles, human beings, demigods, or celestial angels, so many.
还有许多移动的生物体，例如水类、兽类、鸟类、爬行动物、人类、半身人、天使，这么多。
They are moving.
他们是移动的。
So out of the moving entities, a very small number are human beings.
在移动的生物体中，极少数是人类。
There are 8,400,000 of species of life. Out of that, only 400,000 species of life are this human body.
有840,000种的生命形态，在其中。只有400,000种的生命是人形的躯体。
So, Lord Chaitanya says, out of these 400,000 species of life, some of them are civilized.
祖前太太说，在这400,000种的生命中，有一些是文明的、开化的。
And out of many civilized persons, they are actually devoted to the scripture. Not all.
在许多文明人中，有一些是真正忠实于经典的，并不是所有人。
Some of them they agree that I belong to Christian religion, I belong to Hindu religion, or I belong to Mohammedan religion, But at the present age, mostly they simply claim that I belong to this religion but do not believe in the scriptures. Mostly.
他们中有些人承认我属于基督教，我属于印度教，我属于穆斯林教，但在这个年代，他们绝大多数只是宣称我属于这一宗教，但并不真正相信经典，绝大多数是这样的。
So those who are believing in the scriptures, they are mostly attracted by pious philanthropic activities.
那些相信经典的人，他们绝大多数是被虔诚活动、慈善活动所吸引。
Some of them, those who actually believe that charity is a very good thing.
他们中有些人确实相信布施是非常好的。
And religious means these three things.Yagga, Dana, Tapa.
宗教性指这三样 Yagga, Dana, Tapa.
Yagga, Dana, Tapa. Yagga means sacrifice.
Yagga 意思是即时牺牲。
Dana means charity.
Dana 意思是慈善布施。
And Tapa means penance.
Tapa 意思是苦行。
Just like Brahmachari. It is Tapasya.
比如说 Brahmachari, 这是 Tapasya.
Tapasya, the Sannyasi. It is Tapasya, Tapa.Tapa means penance.
Sannyasi 是 tapasya, tapa 意思是苦行。
Voluntarily accepting very rigid principles of life.
自愿的接受非常严格的生活原则。
That is called tapasya.
那被称为 tapasya.
And charity. Charity means voluntarily giving away his material possession.
还有布施，布施指的是自愿的给出他的物质财富。
That is charity.
那被称为布施。
And yoga, sacrifice.
还有 yoga, 祭祀牺牲。
Sacrifice, of course, you have no experience.
当然你们对祭祀牺牲没有体验。
Not you, but we, all nowadays, in the, present days, there is no sacrifice.
不仅是你们，我们都是这样。在当今这个年代，没有祭祀牺牲。
But we get information,from such historical literature as Mahabharata.
但是我们从像 Mahabharata 这样的历史文献中得到信息。
Mahabharata is called history, in the Vedic literature.
Mahabharata 在伟大文献中被称为历史。
The kings were performing very big sacrifices.
国王们进行非常宏大的祭祀牺牲。
Millions of rupees, millions of.Valuable gold and silver.
成百万的乳皮，成百万的珠宝金银。
They are distributed.
被散发出去。
Oh, that is not possible.
现在不可能了。
That was being done by the kings.
那是由过去的国王做的。
Kings used to collect tax from the citizens, but at the same time, at the time when they perform sacrifice.They are distributed to all the citizens.
国王们通常是从市民那里征税，但是到了祭祀牺牲的时候，他们把这些散发给所有的市民。
All. So that process is not. Nowadays, the state simply collects taxes but never distributes.
现在不是这样了。现在政府只是征税，但从来不散发。
So we have no idea what is yoga.
因此我们不知道什么是 yoga。
This yoga is the performance of kings or the heads of the state.
但这 yoga 是国王的或者政府首脑的活动。
And dana are the general householder.
Dana 是通常的家居居士的生活的活动。
And tapasya for brahmachari, sannyasi, vanaprastha.
Tapasya 是属于 brahmachari, sannyasi 和 vanaprastha 的。
So these are different kinds of.Rules in religious life.
这些是宗教生活中不同的原则规则。
So those who believe in scriptures, they adopt, not all.
那些相信经典的人，他们接受，并不是所有的。
Just like mostly people they simply accept a certain faith.And mouth only. Actually, they do not do anything.
正如我解释过了，绝大多数人他们只是接受某种信仰，只是嘴上说说而已。事实上，他们什么也不做。
Do not do anything.
什么也不做。
Out of that many millions of people like that, somebody are religious, really religious.
在成百万那样的人中，有一人是真正的宗教性的。
Who perform the sacrifice, charity, and penance?
他进行着祭祀、牺牲、布施、苦行。
So, Lord Chaitanya says, out of many millions of persons who are actually engaged in charity and penance and sacrifice.
主席太太说，在成百万像这样真正的从事于布施、苦行和祭祀牺牲的人中间，
some of them become in perfect knowledge what he is.
有的人处于完美的知识，知道他是谁。
So this knowledge is just see how he is making analytical study of the living entities.
看一下他是怎么这样分析性的研究生物体的。
Beginning from 8 million, 400,000 million of species of life, is selecting only few human civilized life.
从这840万种的生命中，他只挑选了很少的人形的开化的生命。
Then addicted to the, I would say, certain kind of faith. Then.
然后从其中是忠实于某种程度的信仰的人。
Extracting them who are actually believing.
从中再提出那些真正相信的人。
And then those who are actually believing, out of them, those who are sacrificing, making charities, and adopting penances.
从那些真正相信的人中间取出那些进行祭祀牺牲、慈善布施以及进行苦行的人。
Out of many millions of like persons like that, some of them are actually knowledge what he is.
在成百万像那样的人中间，有的人确实处于知识之中，知道他是谁。
You will find in your country also there are many foundations.
你在你们国家会发现有许多基金会。
They're making charities.
他们进行布施。
But hardly you will find amongst them that he knows that what he is.
但在他们之中，你几乎找不到人知道他是谁。
So, out of many millions of these religious persons, some of them know what he is. I am not this body.
在成百万像这样的宗教性的人士中，有的人知道他是谁，我不是这个躯体。
Now, simply theoretically knowing that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. That is not perfect.
只是理论性的知道我不是这个躯体，我是灵魂，那是不完美的。
You have to actually become liberated from the material entanglement.
你必须要确实地变得从物质纠缠中解脱出来。
That is called mukti, liberation.
那被称为 mukti, 解脱。
So out of many thousands of persons who are in the knowledge what they are or what he is, some of them are actually liberated.
在成千上万的处于知识之中的人知道他们是谁，在他们中有的人确实是解脱了。
Liberated. And out of many thousands of people who are liberated, they can't understand what is Krishna.
在成千上万真正解脱的人当中，有的人能够知道 Krishna 是什么。
So Krishna understanding is not very easy job.
因此理解 Krishna 并不是很容易的工作。
But Krishna is so kind because he knows that in this age of Kali, it will be very difficult for person to become liberated under the process.
但 Krishna 非常的仁慈，因为他知道在这一卡利年代，要人们通过这样的过程得到解脱是非常困难的。
First to become civilized, then to become religious, then to perform these charity sacrifices.
先变得开化文明，然后变得具有宗教性，然后进行这布施、祭祀、牺牲。
Then come to the platform of knowledge.
然后到达知识的层面。
Then after coming to the platform of knowledge, you come to the platform of liberation.
在到达知识层面之后，你再到解脱的层面。
And after being liberated, you can know what is Krishna.
而在解脱之后，你能够知道 Krishna 是谁。
That is stated in Bhagavad Gita.
这是 Bhagavad Gita 中解释的。
Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasotati nasankhati samasarvesu bhutesu madhvakti lavati param. This is the sign of liberation.
这是解脱的迹象。
A man who is liberated, his signs are explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma bhuta prasannatma.His first symptom is that is very happy.
一个解脱的人，他的迹象是在《不掉梵宫》中解释的 ，Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma。他第一个迹象是他非常快乐。
One who is liberated, his first symptom is that he will never find him morose. He's
一个解脱的人，他第一个迹象是你永远不会发现他忧伤。
Happy.
他是快乐的。
Prasannatma.Nasotati nakankati, he has no anxiety. This thing I am got. I have to secure this thing. This bill I have to pay. This I have to do this.
他没有焦虑。这件东西我没有，我一定要获得这样东西。这个账单我还得付。这个事情我还得做。
So many anxieties.
这么多的焦虑。
Full of anxiety.
我们是充满了焦虑的。
So he has no anxiety.
但他是没有焦虑的。
And then.Does it mean because he has an anxiety, he's a very rich man? No, not necessarily. He may be the poorest man.
那么，他没有焦虑，是不是说明他是非常富裕的人呢？不一定，他可能是最穷的人。
Then he has no anxiety. Then he has no lamentation.
他没有焦虑，他也没有悲伤。
He does not think I'm poor.
他不会想我很穷。
Why he should think poor?
他为什么想着他很穷呢？
Poor, when I think that I am this material, I am a part of this material world. I haven't got this position, material position. Then I think I am poor or rich.
当我想着我是这个物质世界的一部分，我没有得到这样物质的财富，那时候我会想我是穷的，或我是富的。
But one who is liberated from the material concepts of our life.Then he has nothing to do what he is possessing, what is not possessing.
但一个从物质化的生命概念中解脱出来的人，他和这些拥有什么、不拥有什么毫无关系。
He has nothing to do.
他和这毫无关系。
That is liberation.
那是解脱。
If one is free from the material conception of life, then factually.Either he possesses or not possesses, he has nothing to do with it.
如果一个人免于物质化的生命概念，那么无论他拥有什么、不拥有什么，他和这些毫无关系。
Therefore, he is prasannatma, he is joyful.
因此，他是 prasannatma, 他是快乐的。
I have nothing to lose, nothing to gain.
我没有东西可以丧失，没有东西可以获得。
I am completely separate from here.
我是这里和这里分离的。
This is liberation.
这是解脱。
And samasarvesu bhuteshu, and his vision of life is that he does not see anybody rich, poor, or fool, or educated, or so many dualities there are in the material world.
他的生命的视野是，他不会看到某一个人富或者穷或者愚蠢或者受过教育，以及这个物质世界中许多的两重性。
He has nothing.His vision is completely on the spiritual platform.
他的视野是彻底的在灵性的层面。
He sees that every living entity is a part and parcel of Krishna.
他看到每一个生物体是 Krishna 的所属部分。
Therefore, he tries to take them back to Krishna consciousness.
因此，他试图把他们带回到 Krishna 知觉。
He has no distinction that he is.Brahmin, he is Sudra, he is Indian, he is American.
他不区分，这是 Brahmin 呢，这是 Sudra, 这是印度人，这是美国人。
Or he is black, he is white, or educated, he is non-educated, no.
或者这是黑人，这是白人，这是受过教育的，这是没受过教育的。不。
Everyone should come to Krishna consciousness.
每一个人都应该来到 Krishna 知觉。
That is his viewpoint.
那是他的世界。
Samasarvesu bhuteshu, when one is qualified in that way, then madhvakti lavate param.
当一个有了那样的资格， 那么 Mad Bhakti Labhate Param,
Lord Krishna says, then he becomes eligible for becoming a pure devotee of Krishna.
So Krishna 说，到了那时候，他有资格成为 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者。
So practically, this process, under regulative principle, is not very easy, especially in this age.
因此，实际上。这里在规范原因的之下的过程并不是非常容易的特别是在这一年代、
In this age the description of the people are that prayana alpayasa their duration of life is very short
对这一年代中的人们的描述是 prayana alpayasa 他们的生命的寿命是非常短暂的、
And prayana alpayasa and manda very slow
还有manda非常缓慢、
Sleeping out of 24 hours Sleeping 12 hours、And out of 12 hours、They're busy in earning money 10 hours
总是睡觉在24小时中睡上12个小时在12个小时中急于挣钱10个小时、
Then 2 hours left
那么剩下2个小时
What he can do for spiritual understanding
他能为灵性的理解做些什么呢
There is no time.
没有时间。
So manda, sumanda matayo, and if somebody has got some intention to make spiritual progress, then there are so many pseudo-spiritual, societies. They are entrapped by some of them.
而如果有人倾向于获得灵性的进步，那么有那么多虚假的灵性协会，他们被其中的某些所诱捕了。
So, Manda, Manda Matayu, Sumanda Matayu, Manda Bhagya, and most of them are unfortunate.
Manda Bhagya, 他们绝大多数是不幸的。
Most of them, if
you 绝大多数
to count the population taken statistics, they are so unfortunate that the primary principles of life, eating, sleeping, defending and mating, they have got sufficient arrangement.
如果你数下整个人口看一下统计数字他们是那么的不幸以至于生命的基本原则吃睡防卫交配他们得不到充分的安排、
These are only primary principles.
这些只是初步的原则
There are available even in animal life.
即便在动物的生命中也能得到、
But in this age even this primary principle no one has got shelter no one has arrangement for eating nicelyNo one has got mating, or wife, and everyone is afraid of when if there will be war declared and I will have to go to the war field.
但是在这个年代，即便这些初步的原则，没有人得到庇护所，没有人得到安排能吃得很好，没有人能得到交配或妻子，每个人都害怕，一旦宣战了，我是不是必须得上战场？
This is the position.
这是现在的处境。
Manda Sumanda Madayo Manda Bhagya, unfortunate. And Upadrita, in spite of all this, he is always disturbed with diseases and so many other things.
还有 Upadrita, 除此之外他还总是被疾病和许多其他的事情所干扰。
This is the position.
这是现在的处境。
Therefore, Lord Krishna, he thought that if these people are allowed,If they are to come to the point of liberation under the regulative process, it is impossible.
因此，主 Krishna 他想，如果这些人必须得在规范原则的过程之下到达解脱的层面，那是不可能的。
So, out of his causeless mercy, he came as Lord Chaitanya.
出于他的无缘的仁慈，他以主切他那的身份来到。
Lord Chaitanya.And distributed these the highest perfection of life, ecstasy, spiritual ecstasy.
并且散发这一生命的最高完美灵性的狂喜
By chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
通过唱诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
This is practical.
这是实际可行的。
This is practical. It does not depend.Whether you are now liberated or not liberated.
这是实际可行的这并不取决于你现在是解脱了 或者是未解脱。
What is your position?
你的地位是什么样？
What is your condition?
你的条件怎么样？
Doesn't matter.
这些都没关系。
Just come and take part in it, and you will feel spiritual ecstasy.
你只要来参与，你便能感到灵性的狂喜。
Therefore, it is called Rajavidya Rajagujyam Pavitram.
因此，它被称为 Rajavidya Rajagujyam Pavitram.
Pavitram and is very pure.
Pavitram, 它是非常纯粹的。
Anyone who takes to this process, he becomes immediately purified.
任何一个采取这一过程的人，他立即便被净化了。
Or the purification process begins immediately.
或者说，净化的过程立即的便开始了。
Immediate.
立即的。
Pavitra. And Uttamam. Uttamam means the highest or transcendent.
还有 Uttamam, 意思是最高的或者说超然的。
Last day we have already explained Uttamam.
我们上次解释了 Uttamam.
So, the commentator, he says,
评论者说道，
Aprabdha, aprabdha, phalam, papam, kutam, bijam, phalam, mukham, kramainaiva, taliyate, vishnu bhakti ratatmana. Vishnu bhakti ratatmana. That means one who is in this Krishna consciousness. Then, gradually, he is the seed of all reaction of his sin that becomes vanquished.
那意思是一个处于 Krishna 世界中的人，那么逐渐的他的罪恶的反应的种子都被除去了。
Just like in the Bhagavad Gita we have studied, just like in the fire, if you put anything, you go on putting everything, it makes into, turns it into ashes.
正如在 Bhagavad Gita 中我们学到了，好比是火，如果你在里面放一满东西一直放在那里，它能把它变成灰。
Similarly, this power of Krishna consciousness, as soon as it is begun,
类似的，这一 Krishna 知觉之火，一旦它开始了，
then all our reactions of sinful activities in our past life,
那么我们所有在过去生命中的罪恶活动的反应都，
mind that our suffering is due to sinful activities.
要知道，我们的受苦是由于罪恶活动。
And sinful activities are due to our ignorance.
而罪恶活动是由于我们的愚昧。
Ignorance.
愚昧。
Sinful activities are done by persons who do not know what is what.
罪恶活动是由那些不知道什么是什么的人做的。
Just like a child does not know what is the result of catching fire.
好比是孩子。一个孩子不知道碰到火的结果会是什么，
because he is ignorant.
因为他是愚昧无知的。
But as soon as the child catches fire, his hand becomes burned immediately.
但一旦孩子碰到了火，他的手一下子立即便被烫伤了。
The fire does not allow any concession for the child.
火并不会原谅这个孩子。
Be relaxed as fire.
他会像火一样的起作用。
Similarly, we do not know how this material world is going on.
类似的，我们不知道这物质世界是怎么样运转的。
What are the laws? Who is the controller? How is being controlled?
法律是什么？谁是控制者？它怎么样被控制的？
Due to our ignorance, we act in some way, but nature is so stringent that it will never excuse you.
出于我们的愚昧，我们以某种方式活动，但自然是那么的严厉。他永远不会原谅你。
Either you do it knowingly or unknowingly.
不管你做的时候是知道或是不知道。
Just the same example.
还是这个例子。
The child does not know that the fire will burn.
孩子不知道火能烫伤。
But if the child catches the fire will not excuse because it is child.
但如果孩子碰到了火，火并不会原谅说这是个孩子。
Therefore.Ignorance is the cause of suffering.
因此，愚昧是受苦的原因。
And one should be put into proper knowledge.
一个应该被置于正确的知识中。
Proper knowledge means to know things as they are.
正当的知识意味着去知道事物的本来面目。
What I am, what is this world, what is God, what is our relation?
我是谁？这个世界是什么？神是什么？我们的关系是什么？
These things we should know.
这些事情我们应该知道。
Not that simply becoming a technical expert or some departmental expert, we become a man of knowledge.
并不只是成为一个技术专家或者某个部门的专家，我们要成为有知识的人。
That is not knowledge.
那并不是知识。
Here is knowledge.
这里是知识。
You should know what you are and how you act.
你应该知道你是谁，你怎么活动。
And this knowledge can be achieved.In this human form of life, not in the animal form of life.
这知识能在人性生命中获得，不能在动物形式的生命中获得。
Therefore, to give you knowledge, to give you proper direction, there are so many scriptures in all parts of the civilized world.
因此，为了给你知识，给你正当的指导，在全世界开化的社会中有那么多的经典。
They should not be neglected.
他们不应该被忽视。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说道
Krishna Bhuliyaji, Anadi Bohimmukh Jeev Krishna Bhuligela, Ataye Krishna Ved Purana Karila. The meaning of this stanza is that people are forgetful since time immemorial about his relationship with the Supreme Law.
这世界的意思是，从不可追忆的年代开始，人们便忘了他和至尊主的关系。
Forgetful.
遗忘了。
Bhuligela, Bhuligela means he has forgot.
Bhuligela 意思是他遗忘了。
Ataye Krishna Ved Purana Karila, therefore, Lord has sent so many representatives to give them these literature, this scripture.
因此，主派了这么多的代表。给予他们这些文献这些经典。
So we should take advantage of these scriptures.
因此我们应该利用这些经典。
Especially the Bhagavad Gita, which is accepted as the prime scripture in the modern world.
特别是不加梵歌特别接受为当今社会中主要的经典。
And you'll find everything nicely.
你能发现当中一切都很好的在那里。
You can put your arguments, you can try to understand with your knowledge, with your intelligence, everything will be clear.
你可以利用你的知识、你的智慧、你的逻辑论辩能力去理解它，一切都会变得很清楚。
So we should take advantage of this Bhagavad Gita.
因此，我们应该利用这不加梵歌。
And our power of intaking will be increased if we begin.With this transcendental sound vibration, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
如果我们伴随着这超人的声音震荡 ，Hare Krishna Maha Mantra， 那我们接受能力能够增加。
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。结束。